Mark, do we finally have the smoking gun in this case that proves that, yes, U.S. companies and government agencies are under cyber attack from China?
Yes, Dave, we do. In this mandate report that was just released, we have exactly that. And we are seeing something which I think probably was already being seen by the intelligence agencies, and now we're able to see it as a public. And that is a detailed report with lots of evidence behind it, showing the exact building and the exact group within the People's Liberation Army of China, which is in charge of taking secrets from at least 140 companies that are named there, and I'm sure there are more.
Now, Mandiant is a big cybersecurity firm, and they took it upon themselves to just lay it all out and show how they track this down. And for those of us who, you know, are lucky we can just make our computers boot every morning, you know, it seems rather mysterious. These hackers, it always seems like you can't prove where they came from. So how did Mandiant really track them down to a specific building in China?
Well, they haven't given out all of their secrets. Of course, this is their secret sauce. But they have spent 6 years that they're naming looking at attacks that were similar in nature and using all of the information about those attacks to do this backtracking. And the result was they could track it back all the way to the individuals. And they actually listed three individuals. They have pictures of these people who work in this military group. And they show who they are, what kind of T-shirts they're wearing today and so forth, and what the building is they work in. And so they have done an excellent job of breaking through the veil of secrecy that China put up to try to fool people to think it was some other proxy server in America or Russia or somewhere else.
Mark, what I found really interesting in this Mandiant report was it showed how the cyber attackers from China were infiltrating U.S. systems, companies, and U.S. agencies, stealing terabytes of data, but they did not sabotage those systems. They didn't cause any physical harm or crash any systems. Is this part of the, I don't know, gentleman's agreement of espionage? If you just steal data, then it falls short of an act of war?
Well, first of all, there are no rules, which is a very dangerous situation. Second of all, we do call this war. We call it economic cyber war because, as far as I can determine, the whole purpose of this is to disable the enemy, to take their money, and by taking their money, disable them militarily. So you never get to fight the fight. And the last thing I think that China or any of these other countries involved want is a literal war. They're too busy with an economic war, and they're winning it. So when you worry about where jobs went or where the American income stream went for the last 20 years, don't worry any longer. Those jobs went to China. And they go there because the crown jewels are going there. And increasingly, competitive products are made at half price because there's no cost for research. So this is a serious economic war. It's already underway. And from that perspective, I think they've already crossed the line. It's we who are kind of stupid about it.
So this is 21st century warfare. We are at war.
I do believe that's true.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his offices in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.